Give it up for Axbridge tonight. What an awesome setup we got here tonight. The last thing, QR codes. Everybody's got a QR code either by their feet, under the butt. Check it out. Scan it. You'll let us know how you thought each date went for this evening. And that helps Toby and I rift or, you know, joke around and with you guys, honestly. So we're good to go. Are you guys ready for your host? I said, are you guys ready for your host? Let's do it then. Then make some noise for your host of DNP Season 6. Toby Shamu!
Walking with a pocket full of Benjis. I'm a 10-piece. I look real cool today.
I look DNP, real cool what's today. Up, what's up, what's up, everybody? How we doing? I look real good. Ooh, sounds like y'all had a bad Valentine's Day. I said, how we doing? I like it, I like it. Sounds like there's a lot of single people in the building, right? I'm guessing. How was everyone's Valentine's Day? Did you have a good one? Oh, we got some relationships in the building too, actually. Ooh, actually I spot one right there. We got some DNP royalty in the building, everybody. Give it up for Maddie and Brandon. So this is what? This counts as a date. What is it, date number five? Date number five. Okay, going strong. We like that. We got big hopes for y'all. No pressure. I got my man Trigg in the front row. Trigg, how we doing, man? DNP royalty, how you feeling, man? I saw some little spiciness, man. You didn't win the date, but you got the date, man. That's love comes in many ways. I like that, man. That's dope. Any other royalty in the building? No? All good. We got a great show for you guys today. We have an amazing show, actually. It's my first time when we have a bi queen. That's going to be a great time, right? Dating guys and girls tonight. That's going to be pretty cool. I'm pretty excited about it. We're going to see, a little battle of the sexes. Let's see who got it this time. Let's see who got it. Where's Queen Marg's people at? Where's Queen Marg's people at? Up front. Ooh, I love it. Got here early. Nice. Listen, I can hear you from on stage. So if you hear something wild you didn't like, just, come shout into my ear. Shout out. Let's, we want to hear from you. Where's Valerie's people at? Valerie's people. Yeah. Got some folks in the middle. Nice. All right. She didn't come alone. that's good to hear. Aaron. Where's Aaron's people at? Woo! Y'all sound aggressively single over there. That's what's up. That's what's up. We love to hear from you. And our last person, Wilson. Where's Wilson's people at? Dang. For all the dogs. I love it, man. Well, we got four dates. We got a packed show for you guys. So, you know what? We're just going to get to it, all right? Let's get your queen up here. Let's have a good time. We're going to talk a little bit. We're going to let you get to know her before we start the dates, actually. I got to talk to her before the show. She described herself as a blooming onion. That's pretty cute. Let's see if we can get to some layers.
Hey, Minneapolis. It's Marg, and I'm so excited to be your queen on tonight's episode of the Date Night Podcast. I myself am a self-proclaimed introverted extrovert that loves to dance the night away at a rave or stay home complete with sweatpants, a good binge-worthy show, a tasty snack, and an occasional puzzle. I've been told time and time again that there are plenty of fish in the sea, but what sea are we talking about? The Mediterranean? The Baltic? I'm here trying to find my person who can dive into their creative side, enjoys a slow morning at a coffee shop with a good book, likes to stroll around farmers markets and go thrifting, enjoys live music, and of course, is emotionally in tune with themselves. I'm so excited to meet the lucky four dates tonight to see if I have a special connection with any of them. See you all soon.
Everybody get it up for Queen Marg! Mark, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Ooh, I cannot hear you. Hold on.
Hello.
Ooh, there we go.
Can you hear me now? I can hear myself.
Good. Yes.
Oh.
It's a little weird, right? You'll get used to it. How you feeling today?
I can't believe that I'm here. This is not on my bingo card of 2024, but here we are.
Here we are. Excitement versus nervousness. Where would you put yourself on the scale?
My face is a little bit, twitchy. So 50-50.
I like that. Leaning a little nervous, but don't worry. You'll you'll relax as the dates go on. Trust me, I've seen it before. A couple questions. We want to get to know you before we start here. What made you want to come on the show, and how'd you hear about it?
Well, Monday afternoon after work, I was scrolling through Instagram, as one does, and I saw an ad for the show, and I was like, I'm just going to apply and be spontaneous. Nobody will ever know who I am. I'm probably not even going to get a text back. I got a text back 35 minutes later, and they were like, hey, can we interview you this week to be on the show? And I was like, oh, this is legit.
Nice. Casting team hard at work. I like to hear that. But so you did it spontaneously, but why did you say yes to the opportunity?
I feel like maybe not just me. I'm sure this is a commonality, but I feel like dating apps nowadays are really hard to get to know somebody on a real personal level. I feel like it's all very surface level. And so, I've had my fair share of good dates, bad dates, and hopefully I'm here to find love in the wild.
I like it. You're all right about that, though, actually. I saw a TikTok about...
Yep, as one does.
Yes, exactly. I think it was Hinge and Tinder were getting sued.
Yeah.
Because they were just gamifying the whole date thing.
People
to spend money.
Right. If you think about it, if nobody's finding love, then they're just going to keep on going on the app. So, it's hey, this is your most preferred couple or match. And it's this is not my type at all, but okay. All right.
But if you pay $5, you can see the real type.
Amen.
Right? That's how they do it. So you are bisexual, which is really cool. What's your experience been as far as dating? How do you think that's affected dating for you?
Yeah, I feel I kind of got into my groove about 2 years ago when I realized that I was raised in a pretty heteronormative community, and I think that once you figure out more about yourself, it's really empowering to come out and kind of realize where you want to be and who you want to meet. I think it's been difficult because sexuality is so fluid. It can be different one day compared to the other, and so I think the best way to go about it is just being open to all opportunities.
I like that. Sounds like you grew up around a lot of boring couples, and now you want to make it spicy for yourself. That's pretty cool. I like that. So I do want to go through a little build your partner here.
Yeah.
And we get to do both, which is fun. So head to toe, looks and personality, let's do woman first. Build your ideal woman.
I feel like this is a toss-up because stereotypically, everyone always has to be who's the masculine? Who's feminine? It's I don't really care about that. I just want someone who's spunky. I wouldn't care if they were shorter or taller than me. I think I'm honestly much more open to multiple different kinds of women than I am to men. I feel like I have more of a personalized type with men. So, does that answer your question?
Yeah. I mean,
a little bit, kind of.
A little bit. Yeah. What about her sense of style? Do you want someone that's
Give me some style. Get rid of the Crocs and the flip-flops.
Oh.
Sorry, throwing shade.
Effort.
I love effort. I love fun outfits. I feel like someone's closet tells a lot about themselves. And
yeah.
So I don't really... I mean, sure, I'll go out in sweatpants for sure, but a little bit of style is definitely necessary.
I like that. Cool. Do you know the difference between Uptown and the North Loop?
Oh, absolutely.
Have you been to both? Okay, would you prefer an Uptown girl or a North Loop girl?
Uptown girl.
Ah, nice. Nice. Yeah, you got some cheers out here. We got some Uptown people in the building. And I think they're more likely to be, adventurous anyways.
I listened to one of the episodes where you were Uptown girls are Zodiac witches and North Loop girls are I guess I don't remember.
401k, Raisin Eaton.
Barbies.
Yeah, running Thanksgiving morning, shit like that.
I mean, yeah. I used to do that. That's why I moved.
I'm so happy for you. Okay, moving on to guy. Build your perfect man, head to toe, personality, and looks.
I definitely would love to meet somebody who is more creative, really likes the arts, as well as reading or going to farmers markets. I have dated people who are athletes, I suppose, and I like athletes too, but I really kind of want a softie. I want a softie who really is in tune with their emotions and not super big and tough.
Wow. Okay. You want a little artist man. I kind of like that. But I did get to see, I saw your bio, and you did say you didn't want a mama's boy. But you wanted someone emotionally available. So,
okay.
Explain. We're all interested.
Okay, so I feel like there's like different levels. Like if there's a mama's boy who's like, hey, I, you know, really care about you and I, you know, do nice things for her. And the mama's boy that I'm like trying to stay away from is like, hey, yeah, I'll come over like 3 times a week for dinner. Hey, can you tell me like what you think about this outfit? Like even after asking me, they'd rather take their mom's opinion.
Yeah, I get that. You shouldn't be asking for your mom for outfit advice anyways.
No.
She used to dress us up like sailors and shit. So like, it's definitely not... There, I understand a little more. Let's see here. You do strike me as like an assertive person. Like you know what you want, and like has that affected your dating at all? Do you think that's been a turnoff for guys at all?
Truthfully, I feel like I really didn't get into this assertiveness, like confidence that I have until after my most recent breakup. I feel like that breakup really rocked me and proved to me what I did not want and who I wanted to be. And so, I would definitely say that I've grown into, you know, a more me version of myself. And that's what most excites me about going into my next relationship is I don't want to say my next relationship is definitely like a guinea pig situation. But like I've formed a lot of boundaries and I've done a lot of work. Shout out therapy. and so I'm here to, match with somebody who's on that same wavelength, like someone who really loves themselves and loves to be on their own. But also is ready to blend with my life as well.
Ah, I like your word choice there. Blend, not codependent. You know?
Absolutely.
You're learning things. I like that. Good for you. Hope 2.0 version of you finds love today. I do have one more question because I have been watching Love is Blind.
Oh,
God. do you think you look like Megan Fox?
No. However, I was saying that somebody on Love is Blind, the newest season, looks like Megan Fox. I was actually watching it with my parents last weekend. However, I have been told that I look like two other celebrities, and so I would love to see if the dates can pick it out.
See if they can guess?
Maybe.
Ooh, I like that. Little spiciness. You know what? I think we know you well enough. Let's get to the first date. You ready?
Let's do it.
Let's make it happen. Let's make it happen. So your first date, she's 23. She's a very well-adjusted pharmacy student.
Hi, everyone. My name is Valerie, and I am 24 years old. I'm originally from Chicago, Illinois, but I moved out here a few years ago to attend grad school at the University of Minnesota. And honestly, I love getting to know new people and making new connections. I'm very passionate about my education and work and everything that I do, and I want to share those passions with another person and have them share their passions with me. So I'm super excited to talk to you tonight and get to know you.
Let's see if this date is the right prescription. Everybody make it up. Get loud for Valerie.
I'm pretending not to see them, and instead I pour the milk.
Hello, Valerie.
Hi.
Good to have you on.
Suddenly, I don't know how to sit in a stool.
I know. Do you cross your legs? Do you, like, man spread? Like, what's the right on a stool?
There's a lot of people watching me, so maybe not do that.
How are you feeling?
Oh, a little bit nervous, but...
Can you say you've been on a speed dating podcast before?
I have not.
Me neither.
But I can check that off, I guess, after this.
One of my friends said, hey, this is a great party trick. You can't say that you've, you know, been on a speed dating podcast before. Here we are.
So, they announced, apparently, that I'm a pharmacy student. And so I do want to know what you do. And like, if you're in school?
Yeah, so I graduated in 2021, and I am a project manager.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, I moved out here for grad school, actually. So
where are you from?
I'm originally from Chicago.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got I went to Madison for undergrad, and now I'm here. So I've been, like, bouncing around the Midwest, apparently getting colder, which is fine. I don't mind.
Hey, this winter, though.
I avoided the worst of it because I was in Vietnam for about 2 weeks this winter break.
Oh.
And it was absolutely amazing. It was beautiful.
Yeah, I hear a lot about it.
Yeah, it was amazing. So when I came back, the snow had melted and it was no longer that cold. So I was like, oh, I guess I missed the winter. But
One of my friends and I were talking a few weeks ago about how we actually miss the snow. Like, I feel like Minnesotans can't just be like, oh yeah, I miss the snow, I love the cold. But like, I actually was thinking that a few weeks ago. Like, winters in Minnesota, I take for granted for sure, because I like the snow.
I do too.
Like, it's pretty.
I know.
Like,
you're getting booed out here for liking snow.
It's that like fresh blanket and it's sparkling and you're walking outside. And I'm just like, you cannot put me in a tropical place because I will melt away.
Yeah. Would you rather be hot or would you rather be cold?
Cold. Because you could just put layers on and be comfy and have like a cute fireplace like date.
Totally.
Yeah.
Okay. I can be down with that. Okay. So I have a question.
Yeah.
However, I have multiple questions. I would love for you to pick a question card.
You came prepared.
I did.
I like that.
I'll read it.
Oh, you'll read it. All right.
Tell me one thing that you're looking forward to.
Oh my God. I have to pick one. Okay. So I'm in my third year of pharmacy school. This is my last year of didactics. Woo. And I will be going on rotation soon.
Nice.
So I'm so excited to like actually apply everything that I've learned. I love that patient care aspect. Like, I mean, drugs are cool and it's really fun learning about them. My favorite drug is Botox, by the way.
Woo! Is that a prescription? Is that a prescription drug, what? Technically?
Yes, it is.
That'd be the favorite? Okay.
That is.
What about Ozempic?
I also work at a retail chain, and I'm going to refrain from commenting about that specifically. But, yeah, I'm so, so excited to, like, I don't know, graduate next year, have that little, like, doctor name.
Mm-hmm. That's big.
I know.
Congrats.
I know, but it feels a little weird. I think somebody actually called me that, and I was like, not yet.
Yeah.
Just give me a little
like
bit.
I feel like the transition between graduating and then, you know, like, adult jobs is kind of like a whack in the face.
I am
like,
a child
whoa.
In scrubs. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's what it is. Yeah.
It's like I, you know, get dressed in my cute little get-up and, like, drive 35 minutes to the office just to sit there and look pretty. But also do good work.
I'm sure you do, and I'm sure you have amazing outfits. You mentioned earlier that you had were looking for someone with like a really great sense of style, and I absolutely love your outfit.
Thanks.
I saw that when I walked in, and I was just like, she looks so cozy but very fashionable at the same time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm sweating.
Suffer for fashion. You have to.
Beauty is pain.
Mm-hmm. Valerie, I heard you're a really good cook.
Oh, I do. I love to cook.
What meal do you think you would make for Mark?
Oh my God. Okay.
Just don't make it spicy.
I do a really good stir fry.
My friends in the crowd will know me as stir fry queen.
Oh, that's amazing.
I love stir fry.
I have like a wok that my grandma gave me when I was younger, and I grew up like in a Viet household, and I just grew up watching her cook, and that's how
learned
I learned
from the best.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can't make it the same. I don't know why. It just doesn't taste like how she makes it, and I swear she'll like say a dash of this, and I was like, a dash how?
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
I was actually cooking dinner for my parents on Friday, and my parents were sitting at the counter just like watching me like pour my ingredients, and my dad goes, oh, that's where you get your measuring skills. I just like, dump stuff into a bowl.
Yeah, but that's the best way. It's like with love, you know?
Exactly.
And I think like a cooking date is definitely one of the first like 5 dates I'll have with someone, because you can tell a lot about a person when you're trying to cook with them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So how would you feel if I like showed up ready with like a box of Kraft mac and cheese? Like, this is what we're making.
Well, we can go with it. I can make something with it.
Like what?
Oh my God. I love making fried chicken, to be honest. It's kind of... I don't do it often because I like burned myself a few months ago doing it, but whatever, it's fine.
Well, I just sliced my finger open last week.
You know, I think it's battle scars.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
Absolutely.
Y'all can treat each other while, you know, cooking together. That sounds very beautiful. So cooking, second date, that's what it sounds like, right?
Sounds good.
Yeah. Mm.
Do you have any questions for your date? No,
me?
Valerie.
Oh, me.
Yes, your turn.
Can I pick one from here?
Absolutely.
Describe the perfect weekend with your partner.
The perfect weekend would be sleeping in until like at least 9 o'clock and waking up and going for a walk to get coffee. I have a bunch of coffee shops like in and around my neighborhood, and so I also love to go around the cities and find cute coffee shops because there's so many. Like, you can go on Instagram and find a coffee shop to go to that afternoon. So after coffee, walk back home, make a big breakfast at home, and then maybe fill the afternoon if it's summer, like go to the lake or go to a farmer's market, go to a gallery, go to a park and just like read. Just like something super chill. I'd like to pack my weekends with like fun things to do since it's your one time a week to do something that you want to do. But at the end of the day, I really like something that's super casual but also fun. So at the end of whatever adventure we're doing, we'll come home and or go out to dinner, but just get home by 7 o'clock so we can be on the couch like watching a movie or something.
Oh, 100%. And 9 is kind of early. That's sleeping in.
Well, if I wasn't on the record here, which I am on the record now, but it would probably be like 10 or 11.
Honestly, like that sounds great. I value like quality time with a person more than like, let's try to do this or let's try to do that. I'm like, okay, what feels right now? And if we're both in the mood to just grab a coffee and chill and come home and watch a movie, that sounds amazing to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So would you say that you're more of like a doer or a beer? And so like with that question, it's like a doer as in let's go and fill the weekend with a bunch of fun things that we want to do, or just be like exist, kind of just like vibe.
You gotta ask me at like different times of the month. Let's do like, I like to have like one thing we're gonna do for the weekend, right? And then like around that is fill in with like quality time.
Sure.
You know? Totally. Like, I'm not trying to pack my day where I like have to exert so much energy on the weekend, because you do so much like during the week.
Totally.
Yeah.
Definitely a time to relax and recharge for sure, which is what Sundays are for.
100%.
Speaking of relax and recharge, the chat is yelling at me. We need to know, Valerie, what's your favorite SSRI?
The way that I wrote like a care plan for sertraline is amazing. Because it's for everybody. Yeah.
Sertraline's the one?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm on
sertraline. But I'm more... It's okay. I'm on one, too.
Hey, I think it's honestly a green flag if you are on an SSRI.
And in therapy, so...
Amen.
Yes.
It just become the battle of the antidepressants. Lexapro, stand up. Prozac, stand up.
I'm more of an SNRI girl, but that's for... That's a different conversation.
Inside baseball.
You either need dopamine or you need serotonin, right? That's what a SNRI is?
Norepinephrine. No, that's a different drug. Sorry. Brain fart there.
I have a question for both of you.
That was a follow-up to that one? That was very...
No, we just needed to know.
Okay.
So I do want to ask you, ladies, you have about a minute left here. Is there anything from your previous relationships that you guys have learned that you want to bring into your new relationships?
Communication, for sure.
100%. I feel like when you started talking about setting boundaries and like becoming a new, like stepping into yourself as a person from your last relationship, that's basically what I got from my last one as well. It's just like I felt like I compromised a lot of myself for that other person to try to make it work.
Yeah.
And in a way that I lost a piece of it. And so I'm
true.
Like, this is gonna be different. Like, I don't need to compromise like who I am as a person. And so I am just like really looking for someone to share like our passions together, like someone to support and someone to support me, and like kind of grow together.
Can I share a metaphor? Or maybe not a metaphor. This is what I like to think of relationships as moving forward is I'm a cupcake. I'm a vanilla cupcake with vanilla frosting. And I want my next partner to be the rainbow sprinkles on top.
Oh.
Doesn't change the flavor and what the cupcake tastes like. Just, you know, maybe makes it a little bit better.
Can I be a caramel drizzle? Is that okay?
Heck yeah.
spicy and sweet. We love it. Great way to end the date, ladies. Give it up for Mark. Give it up for Val. That was love. We are going to take a quick break. We'll be back with a couple of sponsors. We'll be back. What's up? What's up? What's up? We are back. We are back. Silence your little conversations. I got the queen back on stage here. We're going to chat a little bit before we get to date number two. Marg, hi.
Hi.
How do you think that went?
That was good.
It was good? You think it was a good first icebreaker date?
It was a great first date, yes.
Nice.
I think now I'm even more prepared for the other ones because I'm less nervous.
I like that. I don't like to influence the queens or kings, but I asked her if she had any questions for you, and she pulled one of your cards. I think that was a red flag, personally.
I don't want to call it a red flag. I think it's definitely scary to be, like, look at all of the red floating out there. Like, this is kind of freaky, and to be honest, I'll give her props for coming up and meeting me. Because this is probably not for the weak.
Love a supportive queen. I like that. Well, you know what? We got four dates, so we have to get to going. What I'm saying? The second date, I did miss his people. Where are Mitch's people at? Energy. I am sorry. My bad. Well, I got to talk to this wonderful guy before the show. He's both a nurse and a rock star.
Hello, everyone. My name is Mitch. I'm 27 years old and live in Minnesota most of my life. I had a small stint in California and Washington, but other than that, Midwest kind of guy, and really love music, movies, adventure, hiking, skiing. I don't take life too seriously. I like to just have fun, laugh with my friends, take trips whenever we can. Just looking for someone to share that with. I've dated speed dating, done online dating, the apps and everything, and just haven't found the right person yet. So just looking for that connection. And I'm looking forward to meeting Marg. Maybe that will be us. If not, at least this will be a good experience. So I appreciate it, and looking forward to it.
Let's see if this date is a hit. Everybody get loud for Mitch!
Hello.
How are you?
I'm amazing. How are you?
I'm great. First thing to note right off the bat is your tattoos.
Oh, thank you.
You rolled your sleeves on purpose, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, it's a little warm in here, but yeah.
It honestly is.
I do have Crocs, I feel like I have to tell you right now. I'm a nurse and wear them to work.
Okay, Pat, okay.
And there's no holes in them in case I drop a needle, it doesn't go on my toe.
Are they, like, full of gibbets?
They're Metallica, they're Ride the Lightning, they got lightning all over them.
You weren't kidding when you said you were a rock star.
Yeah, but you like music.
I do, yeah.
Headbanger,
yes.
Suck me right in.
I feel like my music taste is very versatile. Like, I truthfully think that, you know, your music taste really depends on, like, the mood. So, like, if you're chilling on your couch on a Friday night, like, what's the vibe you're listening to? Like, what kind of music are you listening to on a Friday night?
So, I have my area, and I kind of stick to it, and that's 80s hair metal. But, but I love, you know, heavy metal. I love even Leona Lewis. Like, I like new stuff. Like,
okay.
I used to have a One Direction phase. I kind of went through it all.
You obviously had a High School Musical phase, too.
Yes, I did. I did that for the talent show. Yeah.
Nice.
I did theater. I did sports until I hit, like, third grade, and then I went, this ain't me. I'm going to switch to theater and music, and then here I am.
I have tried out a lot of sports in my youth. I tried a lot, sports with, like, physical balls, like basketball, mm-hmm. softball. I even tried gymnastics.
I did all three of those, too.
No, you didn't.
I did all three of those, I promise you. Indoor soccer, basketball, and then gymnastics.
Did I say soccer? I said softball. Oops.
Oh, I did softball, too. Yeah, sorry.
Versatile, man.
You know, the nerves, they kick in.
Yeah, well, none of those sports worked out. I just became a runner.
Okay.
So I ran. I was good at running.
Okay. It's hard to get me running because I love watching movies, listening.
I don't run anymore.
Okay.
I tried that. It's like, hey, I'm feeling really, optimistic. I'm going to start training for a half marathon. I like, once you quit running after such a long time, it's like 10 times more difficult to like get back into it.
Agreed.
I don't know. Just aging, you know.
I went to Ecuador for nursing school and came back and ran for a few weeks. Ecuador. Lost a bunch of weight. Felt great. And then just, I will never run again.
Yep.
You know, like, once you lose it, you lose it.
You do.
Like, it's a, yeah.
Expand on Ecuador, man. How was your experience?
Yeah, it was awesome. I went, did some pop-up clinics in the jungle, just had fun, just got my transcultural credit so I could get my job, and now I got a great job with a bunch of great coworkers back there.
Hey, shout out to my coworkers!
All right, so you like music, you have your passions. What are you stuck doing 9 to 5 during the week?
Well, I don't want to talk about it too much because work does not describe who I am as a person.
I know. Same. I mean, but I'm there for them, not for the job, you know?
Me too.
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah,
if it wasn't for my coworkers, I probably would have been gone by now.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say that on here.
But, yeah, so okay.
But yeah.
You're project manager.
Project manager.
Yeah, okay.
I help pull together some nationwide trade shows.
Cool. Awesome.
So, yeah.
Do you like see the fruition of your work? Do you like work through it and then you see it like come and you're like, you feel good about it?
I actually have a client viewing tomorrow where I get to look at a brand new booth that I started, you know, creating back in November.
Okay. You see your full circle, little results.
It's a food trade show.
Okay.
So I get to like show products of like oatmeal and granola.
Okay.
Okay. Boo, but you jobs, get, but you jobs, boo. Boo, I'm sorry, tomato. We're changing the subject.
No, I actually want to know what you do, because like, I deal with insurances all day, so that sounds pretty good.
It's such a great second date question.
No, don't worry about it. We're doing just fine over here. Yeah. Oh, we're doing just fine. We're good. Don't worry about it. So, all right, movies. Are you into movies? No?
That's a terrible question, because I think I have undiagnosed ADHD, so I don't remember movies.
I have diagnosed ADHD.
One step up.
No, Adderall doesn't work. It just makes it worse.
And you're prescribing medication?
No, I'm a nurse. I don't prescribe. I refill.
So we got a pharmacist. We have a nurse. What's next?
Doctor.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you're ready for the ego, though.
I don't need ego, period.
No,
so.
No.
Okay, well, moving on. Question number one.
All right.
That I have for you. Tell me 3 things that make you smile.
Ooh, my friend.
But don't make it cheesy.
Okay.
Be creative.
I'll talk from the heart here. That might be cheesy though. I mean,
okay.
My heart is cheesy.
For it.
But my friends, traveling, and singing.
Ooh, a singer. You really are a rock star.
No.
Air guitar band.
No, I play. I like to play the guitar. Yeah.
Oh, you. So you actually can play the guitar. Okay. Got it. That's awesome. I grew up playing piano for like 6 years. To be a percussionist in high school, like
2 years requirement.
3 actually. However, I started playing piano in kindergarten, and I played I think through 6th grade if I can remember correctly. So I could play the drums in junior high band.
Pretty rad.
So
my best friend's a drummer.
I probably can't play, the trap set anymore, but I have the rhythm.
Okay, 6 years of piano.
Wow. I don't remember, though.
I quit after 2. Couldn't do it.
Quitter.
Yeah. There it is. But then I switched to guitar, so here we are.
Here you are.
Okay. Okay, but I've never been to a rave. Is that an issue?
As long as you're open to go to one, I think that that counts.
I just missed the Shrek rave, and I was super sad.
Oh,
did
Shrek
you go to
rave.
That?
No, I did not go to that.
I heard Truthfully, great things.
I love
it. Toured the country.
What?
My friends in Iowa went. I don't know what to tell you. Like
Shrek in Iowa, those kind of go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love going to raves. However, I think I've kind of slowed my game down a little bit over the last year. I go to the big shows at the Armory, but I no longer will check out Skyway. I mean, sometimes, but
never been to Skyway.
There's a few theaters at Skyway. Shout out Skyway. I think it's a great venue.
I love the Armory. I just haven't been there yet.
Mm-hmm.
I got tickets to Judas Priest at the Armory soon.
I don't know who that is.
It's 80s metal band, but
okay,
it is what it is. Okay.
How do you guys feel about kids?
No.
No kids?
No. At this current point in my life, it's a no.
It's a very, very firm yes for me. So I think this date might, I don't really know.
Oh, don't look at me now.
Where we go
don't look
here.
At me now.
All right.
Left is that way.
All right. Well, you know, it's cool. You came from the country to the city. Is there shit you miss from the country that you can't do in the city now?
My parents, they live on a lake. And so I grew up on a lake. They still live on the same lake. And so me, my family, my siblings, some of my friends will pack onto my parents' pontoon and just have a day on the lake. And that's like the best thing. I don't think you can do that very often down here because, well, I don't have friends who live on lakes down here.
Yeah, you got to drive a little bit for like sometimes. But right. Okay, yeah, a day on the lake. All right, at least we agree there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
When's the last time both of you cried?
Last week.
Probably yesterday. I don't know. I'm very in tune with my emotions.
I love a crier.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I don't.
Do you care to share why?
Should I say that I'm like a mama's boy or something? I'm confident in who I am and what I want and what I like. So I if I want to cry, I'm going to freaking cry.
Hey, man. You don't got to explain it to me. You're the one. You're dating her. Sick. Well, you guys got about a minute left here.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Did you ever answer the movie question? Are you passionate about that? Do you like a genre? Do you care about collecting?
No.
Okay.
I collect streaming services. How about that?
Okay.
I'm not a huge movie watcher. I mean, like, I like movies if someone picks it out for me or if I, like, you know, see an ad for it. But most of the time, I definitely am more of a series kind of person.
TV.
Yeah, okay. Like Netflix series or Hulu or whatever.
Like Hill House or some of that kind of stuff? Or
no, I don't really like...
Horror?
No.
Okay.
Like, I like crime. Like, if you ever heard of The Sinner or...
I have. Jessica Biel.
The Stranger.
Yeah.
Like, I can sit down on a Friday night and binge the whole series in one night with my sister. Like, we've done it multiple times. It's probably not a good thing that we do that.
Embarrassing how much time you put into it.
But it's so good.
It's so good. Yep. Stranger Things, I put in way too much time on that.
Oh, I love Stranger Things, except the last two episodes were too scary. So I haven't even finished the most recent season because I'm too scared to watch the last two episodes by myself.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Well,
it's on the bucket list, but I feel like if I want to restart, I have to restart the whole season over.
Beautiful. Encouraged.
We're done. Give it up for Mitch.
Appreciate
it. Give it up for Marg. What a date. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. What's up, everybody? We are back. We are back. Silence your little conversations. We got the queen on stage. Show some respect. What's up, Mark? How we doing?
We're here.
We are here. Ooh, that's interesting answer. How did you how'd you feel about date number two?
We came, we saw, we listened, we left.
Ooh, In-N-Out, no burgers. I like it. that's fun. You know what? I'm not going to give him any more time. We got a long show today because we got four dates for you.
We're only halfway.
You excited for your next two?
I am.
Nice. I'm excited for you. Your next date is in the building. I like to describe her as a dive bar girly that's really into fashion. Maybe y'all can connect.
Hi, my name is Erin. I'm 28 years old. I'm from a really small town in East Central Minnesota, but I've lived in Minneapolis for about 10 years now. I work for a public school here. I love getting dressed up and going out with my friends. I love sitting by a lake, but never jumping in. I love listening to music and planning my future DJ career. I'm so excited to meet you, Marg. I really hope we hit it off so we can rave into the sunset.
Everyone make some noise for Erin!
To comment on your tattoos too.
I showed them off on purpose.
I should have.
Okay, so you have some.
I have eight.
Eight. How old were you when you started getting tattoos?
18, freshman year of finals week.
So you're a real tattoo girly.
Sure.
I'm 1 year in.
Okay, but you have more in 1 year than I did in how many years is that? Six? I don't do math. Yeah.
It's totally fair. I used to be very afraid of needles. and I got over it, and now I was like, I need a million tattoos. So
now
I
you're
started.
Hooked.
Yeah, absolutely, I'm hooked.
Uh-huh. I just it's like that buzzing noise, like the it's like, give me some more.
I'm kind of, okay, most of my tattoos are hand-poked. I'm like an uptown girly in that, like, I
knew it.
I know.
Your
I
necklace
know.
Screams uptown.
Thank you. I was, when you said uptown girly over north loop girly, I was like, okay, this is real.
I take notes.
Thank God. Okay, I wanted to say that I really love your hair.
Thanks.
And so does my hairstylist. She's in the audience right now.
Thanks.
So I like had to compliment
you. That's a huge
you.
Compliment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I box dye my hair. I don't.
Shut up.
I don't get my hair colored at salons because I can do it. Maybe okay, I shouldn't say just as well because that's not true. But I do it on a budget.
For the tenth of the price.
Yeah.
And it looks fantastic.
Thank you.
You look great.
I think there's a perk of being a brunette because if you like slather some color on, that's like, and I go like maybe a shade or two darker, you can't tell.
No, it's perfect.
Unless you like look super close at like my ends once it like grows out, then it's like, no, it's just an ombre. Just
yeah.
An ombre
well, effect. You know, that's what, you know, I'm working the balayage.
Yeah.
You got to do it. Okay, so I noticed you chose an EDM song as your walk-up song.
Yeah.
I, like, really agonized over my walk-up song. I did not choose an EDM song, but I am a raver.
Okay, okay.
And you did say that you're a Skyway raver.
I wouldn't say I started at Skyway, but, like, Skyway tickets are cheaper, and there's more EDM artists that go through Skyway than there are at the Armory. The Armory have bigger artists, but not as often.
What do you think about basement raves?
Oh, I really want to go.
Okay, okay. I love a basement rave.
Where the heck do you go to a basement rave?
You gotta follow the local DJs, and then they say, like, DM for address, and then you show up.
Aren't you scared? Like, what if you show up and it's, like, not?
I have definitely showed up alone to a basement rave before. It's a very welcoming mm-hmm. environment, I will say. Plur. You know,
Plur, yes, I should
love.
Have worn some candy.
Yeah, no, for sure. But
oh, that makes my heart so happy.
Yeah, no, I think there are some great local DJs and some great local basement raves.
One of my friends has been to a rave in a parking garage
really?
In the cities. And I'm like, where the heck? Like,
yeah.
Where do you do that?
I want to score the next invite.
I want
to
go.
Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
Ooh, is there second date plans already?
Heck yeah.
A little basement rave, little parking garage rave.
All right, parking garage. Okay. I hope it's... Hey, I mean, actually, I was going to say I hope it's warmer outside, but it already is pretty warm.
I know.
So.
I could do a rave in this. No problem.
Let me put a fuzzy coat on. We're set.
Right, are you a dancer? Do you dance at raves?
I mean, like headbang, like hand movement, like shuffling around, but like
sure.
choreographed, like
no.
Good?
No, me either.
I just like field groove. Like,
I'm a, yeah.
One of the best parts about raves is how the bass like literally vibrates you. Like, I think that's so cool. Like, it's spiritual, maybe.
You go home and you can still hear it, actually.
Oh, I think I have
ears.
like short-term tinnitus.
So. Yeah.
Which... Great. Advocate for earplugs, everybody. Wear your earplugs.
It's probably a good idea, always.
Yeah. I went to a rave at the Armory in 2021, and me and my three friends that I went with, we, like, walked out of the Armory, and we were like, shit, guys, like, wait, like, are we, like, are our ears racked? It was, like, kind of concerning. For, like, maybe an hour after, like, yeah.
It's okay. You're
Don't
still
recommend.
So young, like,
well,
you've
like,
got years of ear damage left.
And then your phone's like, consider turning your volume down. It's like, no,
why would I? Hello, I'm having a good time.
Do you think that there's going to be like a hearing loss epidemic amongst people our age someday?
You know, I feel like the Gen Xers are truly our like test bunnies for that. Like, they were at weird ass rock shows. Like, we're gonna find out.
Weird ass rock shows.
Weird ass. Yes. No, absolutely.
Would you go to a rock show?
You know what, I'd go to any show.
Okay, I like that attitude.
Yeah, except I no,
what's,
I'm not gonna
okay,
go there.
What's one kind of music though that you're like, absolutely not, we're not oxing it, hell no.
I didn't want to talk about this tonight. I like specifically was like, I don't want to talk about this.
Would you rather go for a question card instead? Oh, do we really want to get deep?
You can't do that to us.
Say it.
Okay.
I gotta know.
It's not interesting. It's not unique. I hate Taylor Swift music. I hate it.
Girl.
You just divided the
girl,
room.
I just got on the hating Taylor Swift side of TikTok, so I am with you.
Oh my God.
Ugh. Sorry, T Swift.
We're sorry. We're not sorry.
I love T Swift. I love what she stands for. But
really,
at the same time, it's like, stand. Whoever said that is right. If you have that big of a platform, you should be using your voice.
Right. You should be. You should be.
So yeah.
Use your voice and not your private jet.
Ooh, shots fired.
And that's what I'll say.
Have you heard the joke that she like takes her dog on a walk on her jet?
I believe it. Like, is that a joke or is that real?
I don't know, but if somebody told me that I could take a 13-minute flight, I'd be like, road trip.
Exactly.
Like, okay, if I had to pick between a 13-minute flight and like a 4-hour road trip, I think I'd pick the road trip.
I think I would too.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, we're road tripping to our second date in a basement rave.
I love it. I don't know where 4 hours out we can find the basement rave, but we'll find it. Okay. What are you packing?
Trader Joe's. No, just kidding. No, I'm not.
You did say that.
I do like a good Trader Joe's snack, but I would. Okay, I gotta have a sweet and a salty, and then a good drink to like break them up.
Yes, I think that's the correct way.
So like, puppy chow.
Delicious.
Or French fries. I know, they're probably delicious. Turn cold, but my favorite food is French fries.
Really?
Weird.
Do you have a favorite French fry spot?
This is so controversial, but Culver's.
Crinkle cut?
I love them. They're mushy. They're so good.
I also love a mushy fry.
Yes!
And we are, like, absolutely in the minority. Like, everybody I tell is like, no, a crispy fry. No.
I want McDonald's. It's like, I'm sorry, I don't need a whole salt flat dumped on my fry.
I need a mushy, delicious fry.
Waffle fries were right there.
Waffle fries are like right in the middle. Like, okay, if we had to rank like crinkle, waffle, and let's just say McDonald's, like of those three, what's best and what's worst? Like McDonald's, Culver's, and name another one.
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A. Okay.
I don't have enough Chick-fil-A experience.
Neither do I.
Okay. Mm.
So obviously Chick-fil-A's last.
Obviously.
And we already know which one's first.
Like a crinkle.
All right, this is
yeah,
easy.
Yeah, no, exactly.
We get along well.
Exactly. And you know what? A McDonald's fry isn't bad if it's mushy.
True. It just has to be hot.
It just has to be hot.
Hot and mushy. That's sounds like oatmeal, not french fries.
One of the worst things is going through the drive-thru at McDonald's and like depending on if you're like coming home from a concert or you got the munchies, if you go through the drive-thru and you get a hard cold french fry, we're throwing hands.
No, absolutely
throwing hands.
After a long day, I will cry in the drive-thru.
Are you the type of person though that would go back in and be like, hey, I need new fries, or where you just be like, you know what, suck it up, I'm gonna eat them?
No, I'm totally gonna suck it up and eat it. Are you gonna go in?
No. No, I have worked in the food industry, like, you know, in high school, and we'll have girls come back in. I worked at a Dunn Brothers back in the day. And, like, oh, there's just too much chocolate syrup. But they've drank 3/4 of the cup.
Did you give it to them?
You have to.
Do you have to?
Yeah.
That's actually, that makes me really sad. I'm sorry you had to do that.
No longer in the food industry, but shout out to everybody who does it because you are our saviors.
For real.
We got about a minute and a half left, ladies. I have a question, unless you guys have something you want to talk about. Up to you.
Well, we got a question card or we have a Toby card.
I'm kind of curious about the Toby card.
Yeah.
I'm a fashion guy and y'all are both fashionistas. I just wanted you two to rate each other's fits. Cause I know you went over the tattoos, but you didn't go over the fits.
First off, I love the monochrome. I like that a lot. I love monochrome. I do like neutrals. I think I have a lot of neutrals in my closet because like it's easy to wear that to work. But I do love color. Like I am so happy when I come home with like a pink turtleneck. Ah, fun.
I love the sweater. I love the sweater so much.
It's not even mine.
Really?
No.
You borrowed it.
I found out that I was going to be on the podcast, and I'm like, hey, fashionable friend Ellen, can I borrow your sweater?
It's important.
Shout out Ellen.
Yes. Go Ellen. Important to have fashionable friends.
I just feel like I like look at my closet so many times a day that I'm like, you know what? I actually don't like any of this. Let's start new.
Do I have time for one more question?
You have it very quickly.
Okay. If you were an action figure, what would your accessory be?
that's really hard. First thing that comes to mind is a Taser lip gloss.
Okay.
I don't know why I thought that, but you know, you need personal protection when you're out there as a woman.
Sure.
I like that. Stylish and ready to fight. That's really cool. Give it up for Marg. Give it up for Aaron. We're going to keep this train rolling. We're rolling right into the next date. We're going to let them hug it out for a second. We got an amazing fourth date for you. Are you ready for date number four? Let's get to it. Your final date is 24. He's a former artist turned firefighter. That's a self-proclaimed plant daddy.
All right, here we go. Hello, everybody. My name is Wilson. I'm 24 years old, originally from Oakdale. Now live in downtown Minneapolis. I bartend down here over in Nicollet Mall. Hopefully by the end of the year, though, I will be able to become a firefighter for the city. Some of my hobbies, I'm a big gym rat. I love speakeasies, dive bars, breweries, going out to concerts with friends sometimes. I love a good date at home, like painting, watching Marvel movies, my favorite thing in the world. I'm a big nerd for that. I'm looking forward to getting to know you, Marg. This is incredibly nerve-wracking for me. But yeah, that's a little bit about me, and I hope we get a second date.
Everyone get loud. Start cheering right now for Wilson!
To know, I got a Trader Joe's snack.
Oh, man that listens.
Ooh. Are those Trader Joe's flowers too?
They are.
Ooh. Okay.
And for future reference, so I just got these, but what is your favorite flower?
Tulips.
Well, I'll know that for the second date.
Intention.
I like the directiveness. I like the directness.
Thank you. I'm very nervous, by the way.
That's okay. Like I said before, coming up here in front of a huge crowd is like kind of ballsy. And I was telling my friends a little bit ago, wow, this is a lot of attention. I kind of like it.
I don't know if I do or not.
Just don't look. Just look at me.
I like looking at you.
Well, thank you.
You got a good smile. It looks good on you.
Thank you.
And that brings me into one of my first questions.
Starting off strong.
So I noticed you mentioned that you're an energetic introvert. Mm-hmm. I'm a little bit of the same.
Okay.
What made you want to do this?
Such a good question. I feel like to describe like you said, an extroverted introvert. I need to recharge at the end of the day by doing something like super chill, like literally as if I'm like plugging myself into a wall, just like vibe, chill, listening to music, watching something, whatever. But like when I'm not doing that, I'm like, let's go, let's rowdy, like let's do it. So yeah, like I said, I saw the ad for this and I was like, nobody's gonna pick me, it's fine, and here we are.
I had the same thing. I went to Tyler's podcast a little bit ago. He
okay.
didn't win, but great contestant, by the way.
I watched your episode.
But my friend Mae, she signed me up for this, and I was like, I don't know if I want to do it, but then I looked through your profile, and I thought you were very beautiful. Your smile looks great, by the way.
Thank you.
And
shout out Mae.
Yeah, shout out Mae. But
so
this isn't something I normally do. This isn't.
Yeah, how did you agree to it if you were like,
I don't know.
Bullied. I heard bullied.
I might have been bullied into it.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're here. Oh, I'm glad to be here. I'm kind of getting, like, hot. Lights are bright.
Here we go.
All right. Question card.
Question card.
Or a Toby card. It looks like you're going to ask a question, but if not.
I have one, but you can draw a card first. I don't want to
okay.
ruin,
yeah,
I don't want to ruin the energy.
Draw a card.
Okay, well, we have a lot to choose from. I want
okay.
you to pick one.
Let's see. I like this one.
Okay,
Do you read it?
I'll read it.
You read it. Okay.
What is something you think you excel at in relationships?
Let me think about this for a second.
Sure. If you want me to answer first.
Yeah, you go first.
So, that's okay. I think that when I'm in a relationship, whoever I'm with knows exactly how I feel. Like, I think I'm very communicative. If I like you, you're going to know. If something's upsetting me, you're also going to know. Like, I'm done beating around the bush, and we're adults, and we can talk like big kids.
I like that. I wear my heart on my sleeve also. I think something I excel at in relationships is being in touch with my significant other's feelings. I don't like to push someone out. I like to, if there's an issue, let's figure it out. Let's be mature. I also excel at great dates. I actually excel at great second dates.
Oh, what are you planning?
That's up to you if you pick me.
Well, no, that's not up to me, though. If I pick you, I want to know what you'd...
Well, then it is up to me.
Okay, fine.
If you pick me...
If I pick you, what are we doing?
I like dating in the day. I like being active. I like I like things that aren't like... I like things that aren't so... Like something that like we can be active in. Like mini golf.
Yeah.
Maybe let's go bowling at like a shit bowling alley. Let's have some fun. Like something that isn't too high pressure where...
We can still talk, but still like see how we act doing activities together.
Of course, yeah, okay. Yeah. And like I said in my interview, like night dates are cool, but I feel like that puts too much pressure on the other person for like, what are we going to do after? So like during the day,
yes.
I feel like it's a great thing to do because there isn't too much pressure on the significant other to like...
I respect
that.
Oh,
are we going to go home? Are we going to go do this?
Is yeah,
like,
yeah.
If it goes good,
great.
Maybe we can go grab something to eat after.
Yeah, let's have a nightcap.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I feel
perfect.
Like
yep.
Everybody, I mean, so if you're going on a date during the week, it's kind of tricky. You kind of have to go on like a dinner, drink, something after work.
Yeah.
But like, I love to like get up and go and do something during the day. I love being outside in the sun. And so like, I don't know. Anything outside, just like, I mean, yeah, just being during the daytime is the best because, yeah, then, you know, let's say the day ends at like 2:00. Well, what happens if we're like really vibing? Then we still have
the
many
whole
more
day.
Hours. Exactly.
The whole day.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What's the longest date that you've been on in a day? Like how long, what's your longest date?
I'd say I used to live in Colorado, and I went on a camping day one time. So that lasted like
a
couple days. But
dang. Okay, you have me beat then. Never mind. I would say like the longest, like first date that I've been on lasted for like 7 hours.
What do you think about 8?
I mean, depends on what we're doing. If it's a good time, then sure, sign me up for 10.
There we go. How about 12?
Maybe. I mean, you know, if we end up together, we're probably going to be spending together longer than 12 hours, so...
I like the sound of that.
I got a question. How do you guys feel about pets? I heard you have some dogs, man.
Yeah,
is
I got
that true?
Three dogs. I got three girls. Yeah.
You got some bitches in the crib.
Hey. Sorry.
Hey, I'm sorry. Now.
Hey, they're good girls. They're good girls.
I'm sorry. I couldn't resist.
I got,
it was the comic in me.
I got three beautiful Australian shepherds. I don't want to pick a favorite, but my favorite, her name's Brizzy. She sleeps with me every night.
Cute.
Well, when I'm at my parents, have her.
Okay. So you have three dogs. How many dogs do you have at your place?
Well, zero.
okay. Fine, then I have two dogs. But they're not mine. I am a proud dog aunt and a dog sister.
Yeah. I like that. It's fair.
Yeah. Would you want to get a dog, though?
Yes. You want a dog?
Yeah. What kind do you want?
I love the Australian Shepherds, but I've been really thinking of like a really tiny dog. I love a Pomeranian.
Nah, please don't ever say Chihuahua.
No, I don't like Chihuahuas. I like Pomeranians. Them little cute. I love them. They're so fluffy.
Like ankle biters?
No, we train it not to be an ankle biter.
It'll be like an ankle licker?
Maybe. Ankle kisser.
Good. I grew up with smaller dogs. My first two dogs were small. And
you didn't
now,
have one of those, like, all white, crusty eyed, you know?
No. Not the Maltese. No. No, but, like, yeah, please wipe the boogers out of your dog's eyes.
Please. If you have one.
I'm sorry. It's like, they have boogers in their eyes right now. I walk up to your dog and, like, pick them off myself because it's like, come on.
It's gross.
Clean your dog.
It's not good. Not good.
I grew up, though, with poodle mixes.
I like poodle
my
mixes.
My parents have schnoodles, schnauzer poodles.
Yeah.
And they're just so sweet. When my mom went and looked for a dog, she looked up best dog for an apartment because they're, like, lazy.
Okay.
They're not lazy. But I do love, like, a poodle mix.
I think.
I also, like, really don't love a shedding animal. However, I can manage depending on the animal.
So you want one that's easy in an apartment?
Well, I am kind of a clean freak. Like, I have a cleaning schedule of cleaning my apartment on Fridays. Like,
okay.
It's just, like, a habit that I have now. Like, clean equals calm to me. So
yeah,
if I have
yeah.
a clean car or a clean apartment, I'm, like, super, super chill and in a better mood.
Yeah. I have a problem. I love a clean apartment. Sometimes my car gets a little dirty because I like being very active.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of... My car gets very dirty with, like, bottles of, like... water and like Gatorade protein shakes.
Oh no. You're one of the battle boys.
No.
Oh.
What does that mean?
Okay, I shouldn't say it's just for boys. Girls can have a lot of bottles in their car too.
Yep, yep. But now, mainly speaking, I like a clean space as well.
Okay, okay. How often are you cleaning? You say you live in an apartment?
Mm-hmm.
How often do you clean your apartment?
Every week.
Yes. Okay. Top sheet or no sheet?
What do you mean?
Do you have a top sheet on your bed?
Of course I do.
How many pillows do you have?
One, two, three, four. I got a long body one, and then I got two, like, aesthetic pillows.
You have more pillows than me!
I have more pillows than you? Red flag.
I'm leaving.
I love this. You guys got like 20 seconds left.
Okay.
Look in each other's eyes.
I wish we had
any
more.
Last questions?
Well, if we're really going to go for the 12-hour thing, we got like 11 hours and 50 minutes.
We can make it happen.
Okay.
All right. Well, I don't know if I have any last questions for you, but I love talking to you. You're a beautiful woman.
Thank you.
This was a great time. This is something I had never done, but you made me feel calm.
Now
up here.
You can tell your friends when you go to a party that you were on a speed dating podcast.
Yeah.
You did it.
They did it.
Yay.
Give it up for Wilson. Give it up for Marg. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back. We back. Get your headphones on. It's decision time. The spiciest moment of the night. My favorite moment of the night. We're up here. Let's let you know how it goes. We're just going to run through all the dates quick. We'll have Mark say something about all the dates here. Since there's four of them, we're going to eliminate two. And then she's going to pick between the last two. So, just kind of starting off here, just want you to go through all four lovely dates here. Say something nice or not nice. It's your choice.
Well, thank you all four of you for coming on tonight. I think it was such a great experience to be up here and meeting people in the wild. I thoroughly enjoyed all of the dates. I think I learned a lot from all four of you. Which one? I mean, should we go down the line?
Yeah, we could start with Valerie here.
Valerie. That was a great date. I think it was like such a great kickoff to the night. I really liked getting to know you. It sounds like you and I are super similar in the sense that we both really like chill feels, and I really like that about you.
Thanks. Mitch is next.
Mitch, thank you so much for coming up here.
Thank you.
I do kind of get your body language that you're not like super pleased to be up here. But I will.
That's not what I'm trying to convey.
Oh, talk on the mic.
I apologize. That's not what I'm trying to convey.
Okay. Yeah. I just kind of felt like you and I didn't really blend very well. But
oil and water.
Say what?
Like, we almost blended, but then, like, it just didn't work.
A little bit. There's a few things that we don't line up on, and, there were a few
That's
things that...
the beauty of life, right?
Of course. Thank you.
Thank you. Seriously, thank you.
Aaron.
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 That was so fun. I love the uptown girl vibe. Definitely piqued my interest about the basement raves. Those are like really up there at the list. So
we should go.
We should go. Yeah. Wilson.
Wilson.
Hi, Mark.
Love your gift that you brought me. That was so sweet.
Thank you.
I can tell that you were taking notes on the outside, which means a lot to me. I love your eye contact. I will say that right off the bat. I love the eye contact. I feel like you and I were the only people up here. And so that meant a lot to me.
You have very pretty eyes.
Thank you. You're just like piling on the compliments, which, by the way, words of affirmation is like my number one love language. So like I'm kind of feeling it up. But yeah, it's just great. I think all of you are such great people. And yeah, I love all of the personality that you brought up here.
Oh, I love your positivity. You know, some people would say words of affirmation is a red flag, but
yeah,
you know what? He used it well, man. Wilson's a smooth guy, man. I like you.
Thank you.
But it's not up to me. The choice is yours. So now's the time. You do have to eliminate two people.
Well, I mean, I kind of have the answer. The two that come to mind right away to keep are Wilson and Aaron. You two are great. I loved meeting both of you. And, you know, I feel like this is life. And I'm thankful that you were part of it for tonight.
Val, Mitch, any responses?
I took yours. I'm so sorry. I was listening to Aaron's date, and I was like, this is it. This is for you. I'm like, I got on the girls side of TikTok, and I was like, our first date went well, but I also want us to find people that we match with even better. So I'm so happy that you chose these two.
Lovely. Girls supporting girls. We love that. Queens. Mitch, you got anything to say?
I hope you find happiness. You seem like a cool gal.
Thank you.
Short and sweet. Give it up for them. Clap them off stage. Clap them off stage. No. Ladies first. Thank you both so much. Slide down, folks. Slide on down. So, when we're at the final two, I always like to ask, I like to open the door to you two, Wilson, Aaron. Do you have anything to say to maybe sway the vote before we get our final decision here?
You start.
That is not what I wanted you to say. I think you're really wonderful. That's all I have.
Thank you.
I was really nervous before I came on here. I think we're really connected. I'm looking forward for our second date.
Hey, Brennan, you got to get credit for that, man. That was the originator. I love it, though. Okay. You ready, Mark?
No.
You're not ready?
No.
You want a drum roll?
No.
You want a chance? You want some peer pressure?
No.
Well,
no,
do it.
I am having a pretty hard time deciding between both of you, I think. I kind of have been thinking over like the last 2 minutes that like I kind of have to decide long term, in terms of like, do I want to try something new or I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this. I feel like there's either a ballsy move or a I don't want to say comfortable move, but I'm struggling, I'll be honest. And so I know that the rules of the show is that you have to pick one. And I don't know if that's not a rule, but if I have to pick one, then I have to do that.
You could pick both if you wanted to, but they still have to say yes.
Correct. So here's the thing. This could be a deciding factor for both of you, and you can give me an answer back, but I will put it out there. I can't go on a date until the second week of March. I'm going to Spain next week. So If you're able to stick around for 2 weeks until I'm back and you plan the date and win me out, then I want to go on a date with both of you.
I'll wait till April.
I will wait for it. Sorry.
I would also wait until the first week of March. Is that what you said?
Second week.
I would wait till the second week of March. For sure.
I really want to go to a basement rave, and I really want to go and have an outside date. So that's why I'm so torn. And I, you know, like someone said at the beginning of the show, it's your show. So with that being said, I want to ask both of you on a date. If you are willing, obviously at separate times. Unless, you know, you guys want to, you know, no, just kidding. I'm kidding.
I would absolutely go on a second date with you.
Well,
I would love to go on a second date with you.
Beautiful. That's the show, folks. She picked both. It happens sometimes. Thank you all so much for coming out. We're going to be back next week, Friday. Ooh, we're on a Friday, baby. It's going to be lit in here. Is it March 1st? March 1st is the date. March 1st, we're going to be back in Axbridge. Season finale, guys. Don't want to miss it. Thank you all for coming out. We love you. Good night.